Good morning. And the recording is in progress. Well, I bring you greetings once again from my wife and my family. Some of you know this. I don't know. Maybe all of you know. I don't know. But my father-in-law recently died.
可能有些人知道，或者可能大家都知道，我的岳父最近过世。He
was a devoted follower of Jesus Christ.
他是一个非常虔诚的基督的跟随者。We
had his funeral service this past Tuesday in Indiana.
在他的葬礼是在上个星期二在印第安纳州举行。
The kind of family reunions you don't plan.
这个是一个你并不怎么期待的，并没有期待的一个家族的团聚。
My wife is still there in Indiana.
我太太人就在印第安纳州呢。
She and her sister are supporting each other right now.
她和她的姐姐在互相安慰。
I was willing to stay, but I think it was better, and she kind of preferred for them just to have some time as sisters.
我也很想待在那里，但我想我太太希望她就单独和她姐姐在一起。
We went through a lot of pictures in preparation for the service, and they had some displays up front.
我们翻看了很多旧的照片，来预备葬礼。
I took one of them.
我拿了一张。
This is a pin, and I can show you this after church if you want.
可以在结束后，我可以给大家看一下。
This is, I'll show you too, Mason. This is my wife on our wedding day pinning the boutonniere, the flower, on her dad, my father-in-law.
这是我太太在婚礼那一天为她父亲，也就是我岳父别上那个花束礼服上的花束。
And if you look closely at her face, she's crying.
如果你看我太太的脸的话，仔细看的话，她在哭。
Those were glad tears, and we've just had some sad tears as well.
那个是非常好的年，现在我们也非常难过。
But even as I talk about him, I'm not sad.
相信吗？当我在讨论我岳父的时候，我并没有感到很悲伤。
I'm a little sad.
我有那么一点悲伤。
But not a lot.
但并不是非常悲伤。
I'm just thinking about what he's going through right now.
我只是在想他经历的事情。
Can you imagine going from one moment in this life to the next moment with Jesus?
你能想象吗？从今生到了下一个生命和耶稣在一起。
And when I think about that, I can't be sad.
我想到这个的时候，我就不感到悲伤。
I wanted to direct your attention today to the subject, why Christians are tempted to sin.
那我想让大家注意到今天我们的主题是为什么基督容易犯罪呢?
So this is a message for Christians.
这个信息是给所有的基督徒的。
I hope that describes you.
希望这个也是能够来对你的一种描述。
It only describes you if you have trusted in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
只有你真正的相信神是你的救主，那今天的讲东西就能描述你。
Are you saved?
你被拯救了吗?
The Bible says in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音3:16里面讲到，神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们，使一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
James chapter 1, verses 13 and 14 form our text.
雅各书1:13-14节。
And even though James just led us in them, I'm going to read them again. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
那我把十三节十四节再念一下。人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人，但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
We're looking this morning at three principles regarding a Christian and his or her temptation to sin.
那今天早上我们就来看一下关于这基督徒以及其犯罪诱惑的三个原则。
And by the way, that's going to be a great thing about heaven.
啊，顺便提一下，这也是关于啊天堂的最好的地方。
No more temptation to sin.
没有诱惑，没有犯罪。
You can kind of hear Paul sighing with relief in the last chapter he wrote, which was 2 Timothy chapter 4.
啊，你能感受到保罗在写最后一卷书啊，提摩太二后传的时候的他的那种啊的放松。
He's just breathing a sigh of relief.
他就在那里非常放松的这样叹了口气。
But until that day, we face temptation every day, every hour, really every minute of our lives.
但是直到那一天，我们这个生命里面，我们每一刻、每时每刻，我们都会面临诱惑。
The first principle I want us to look at is this: God is never the source of your temptation.
那第一个我就是想要让大家注意到的，神绝不会是你试探的源头。
When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me.
如果有人受到诱惑了，你不可以说神在诱惑我。
This was probably something that the folks James was writing to were already claiming.
啊，可能这是雅各写的，这里他就在这里在说明。
The grammar of this verse in the Greek tells us it could be translated, stop saying I am being tempted by God.
那原文如果看希腊文的话，希腊文的语法上面可以把这里翻译为不要再说，不要再说我在被上帝试探。
We tend to make excuses for our sin, don't we?
我们时常为自己受到犯的罪来找借口，难道不是吗？
Well, I wouldn't have said what I said if you hadn't said what you said.
我们时常说，我不会这样说，是对不对？如果你没有那样说的话。
In other words, it's not my fault.
换一句话说，我的意思是，这不是我的错。
And basically, these people were using that excuse. I only sinned because God tempted me.
所以这些人他们在以神为借口，他们的借口就是我受到了我犯了罪，是因为神让我受到了诱惑。
A word about the author of this book.
让我们来提一下关于这卷书的作者。
Was this James one of the 12 disciples?
这个是十二使徒当中的那个雅各吗？
Yes or no?
是不是？
A lot of you are not voting.
很多人都不知道。
I'm seeing some no's. Why do you say no?
你为什么说不是？
What? Yes, thank you. He was killed.
使徒雅各是很早以前就已经被殉道了，杀死了。
Yeah, beheaded, actually.
对，是被斩刑的。
It's not that James. Which James was it?
所以，那这是哪一个雅各呢？
This is the half-brother of the Lord Jesus.
这是耶稣的半个弟兄弟，也就是在地上的那位他的哥哥雅各。
He was a leader in which church?
他是哪个教会的领袖？
Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷。
And in Acts chapter 15, he stood up and took a leadership role.
使徒行传第七章里面，他写到，这个雅各他站起来，成为了教会的领袖。
I believe he was the pastor of that church.
我想他应该是那个教会的牧师。
And if you look at chapter 1, verse 1, and I hope you brought your Bibles. Always bring your Bible to church. Or your Bible to church. That's fine too. Just don't check the news or who's winning the game. Okay? James chapter 1. Verse 1, it says, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad. Or scattered abroad.
雅各书第一章第一节，他讲到做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请散往十二个支派。
So these were Jewish Christians who had been scattered because of persecution.
这就是那些因为受到迫害而散到各地去的犹太人。
He knew these people.
那这个雅各他知道这些人。
He had been their pastor.
他曾经作为他们的牧师的。
And I am praying for you all to find a pastor.
我也祷告你们也能最终找到一位牧师。
So I believe as he was writing this letter, he was thinking about individuals from his church.
我想他在写这份书信的时候，他的脑海里在想象他的散落在各地的教会。
They were probably facing all kinds of temptation of complaining. Can you imagine having to be, if you were forced from your home because you're a Christian?
你能想象吗？如果你是被驱散到各地因为你是基督的，因为你是基督徒。
You think you'd be tempted to complain?
你想象你会不会受到诱惑，想要去抱怨？
To feel sorry for yourself?
为自己感到难过。
To be angry.
生气。
I think you'd be tempted to do all of those things.
我想我们会受引诱，做很多关于像这类的事情。
People are people.
因为人就是人。
Whether from the first century or the 21st century.
无论是从第一世纪还是到二十一世纪。
We all go through the same kinds of temptations.
我们都一样，经历了不同的诱惑。
And when you're tempted to sin, and when I'm tempted to sin, and when they were tempted to sin, you can't say, God's doing this.
无论是你，无论是他们，无论是我们，如果我们受到引诱犯罪的话，我们不能说这是神给我的试探。
I'm going to share with you two quotes from a couple of commentators on this verse.
我来给大家分享一下几个评论，都关于这节经文的评论。
One of them by the name of Barnes said, whatever there was in any form of trial that could be regarded as an inducement or allurement to sin is not the thing which God contemplated in the arrangement and does not proceed from him.
第一个是 Barnes 他有一次注解到，他说在任何形式的试炼中，任何可以被视为诱导或者引诱犯罪的东西都不是上帝。在安排中所考虑的。
And another one from a commentator named Hebert. James is not denying that God does indeed subject men to testing, but he does deny the claim that God tests men with an evil intent to lead them into sin.
另外一个是 Hebert 他曾经说到过，雅各呢，他并不否认上帝确实使人接受考验。但他确实是否认上帝以邪恶的意图来考验人，引导他们犯罪的这个说法。
First Corinthians 10:13 says this, No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
哥林多前书十章。那里曾经提到过，除了人共有的诱惑之外，没有任何诱惑超过你。神是信实的，他不会让你受到超出你所能承受的诱惑。但是当你被试探的时候，他也会给你一条出路，让你能够忍耐。
God promises to never test you to the point where you have to sin.
上帝应许过，他永远不会考虑啊考验你到你不得不犯罪的那个地步。
God will never tempt you to sin.
神永远不会引诱你犯罪。
So that's the command stated in this verse. Now let's look at the command explained by this verse.
这是这条诫命的这里的规定。那我们看一下这条诫命的其他的一些解释。
He's going to give the reasons that God never tempts us to sin.
他会告诉我们神为什么不会来诱惑我们犯罪。
It says, for God cannot be tempted by evil.
因为神不能被恶试探。
God's nature is utterly untouchable by sin of any kind.
因为他的神的本性是完全不能被任何类型的罪所触及。
He is unaffected by temptation to sin.
他完全不会受犯罪诱惑的影响。
Sin has no attraction to him.
罪对他没有吸引力。
God cannot be tempted to sin.
神不能被试探犯罪。
But Jesus was tempted to sin.
但耶稣曾经受到过引诱犯罪。
And Jesus was God.
耶稣是神。
That presents some difficulties for us to comprehend.
那有时候这就产生了一些比较难以理解的地方。
Because Jesus was both 100% God and 100% man.
因为耶稣他是100%的神，也是100%的人。
Jesus was tempted to sin by whom?
耶稣是受到了谁的诱惑要去犯罪？
The devil, yeah. 40 days after Jesus fasting.
魔鬼在神在耶稣在旷野禁食40天的时候。
Jesus was tempted to sin while he was on this earth, but he's no longer tempted to sin.
耶稣受诱惑是在这个世界上的时候，现在他已经不是。
The fact that God cannot be tempted by evil is the basis for a moral universe.
那神不能被恶试探，这个就是这个道德宇宙的基础。
Do any of you enjoy the Star Wars movies?
你们有没有人非常喜欢星战的电影？
Raise your hand if you do.
如果你喜欢的话，你可以举手。
Oh, come on. There's two honest people out here.
难道只有两个人吗？
How many of you have ever watched a Star Wars movie?
你们有没有人看过星战的电影？
How many of you have watched them all?
有没有人全部都看过？我都
Some of them as they got further on were just terrible. Who wrote Star Wars?
谁编写了星战？
George Lucas. Did you know that? George Lucas. What was George Lucas's major in college?
George Lucas 这位导演，他在大学时候，他的主修是什么？他的专业是什么？
Anybody know?
有人知道吗？
Are you Googling this as we speak?
你现在是在 Google 吗？
That's all right. Did it tell you?Oh, wow, I didn't know he was a race car driver. I was talking about his major in college. His major in college, as I've studied and heard, not really studied, but I've read it before, was philosophy.
George Lucas, 他的在大学时候的专业是哲学。
And he studied all kinds of different religions in the process.
在过程中他也学了很多，他也研究了关于不同的宗教。
In the Star Wars movies, you have the the light side or the good side of the force, and you have the dark side of the force.
那在星战的电影当中，它有原力的好的原力，也有坏的原力，也有黑暗的原力。
But what is the force?
那原力是什么？
It's this equally balanced good and bad control over all.
是善与恶的一种平衡，这善与恶的平衡控制了所有的事。
That's a dualistic view of the universe. Dualistic. It's in my notes, believe it or not, right after yin and the yang. It's a yin and yang dualistic view of the universe.
是一种双二元的一种宇宙的观点。
You got the yin and the yang, equally light and dark, right? You know the yin and the yang. You know it better than I do, probably.
所以就像是中国的阴和阳，善与恶光明与黑暗，所以说是二元的宇宙人。
In fact, yin and yang, is that Mandarin? Oh, thank you. Okay. I should probably have known that. That's not the way it is. There is a good God who's in control of all things, and he's not equally balanced with evil.
但真实世界并不是这样，因为我们有一位善的神，那位美善的神，他控制所有的，他掌握，他掌控所有的，他并没有一个，恶的与他能够相平衡。
When you are experiencing trials and difficulties and hard times, even temptations to sin, remember this, God is good.
当你如果经历在现在经历沮丧、悲哀或者受到诱惑要去犯罪的时候，请你记得上帝是美善的。
Psalm 73:1 states, surely God is good to Israel.
诗篇第73章那里说到，上帝诚然善待以色列。
Have you gotten angry at God?
你有没有对上帝抱怨过，生过气？
Has he allowed something painful into your life?
他有没有让你的生活当中有些痛苦的事情发生？
I know that he has.
我知道他肯定会的。
And I don't know you.
我不知道你怎么样。
How do I know this?
我怎么知道呢？
Because we're sinful people living in a sin-cursed world.
因为我们是罪有罪的人，生活在这一个有罪的世界里。
But there's a good God who's in control even of that.
但是有一位善的神，他控制着一切。
Have you become embittered at God?
你有没有对上帝苦读过？
God is good.
神是美善的。
God loves you.
神爱你。
God wants the very best for your life.
神愿你的，希望你的生命中都是一切好的。
Sometimes he ordains and decrees pain for his children.
有时候他会让你的生命中是有痛苦，但他会让他的你这个痛苦会要减少。
But when you're tempted to sin, let no one say, I'm being tempted by God, because God cannot be tempted by evil.
当你受到诱惑想要犯罪时没有人能够说是神让我受到诱惑，因为神不能被恶试探。
And the verse goes on to say, and he himself does not tempt anyone.
接下来他后面继续说到
End of 13, nor does he tempt anyone.
第十三节的后半节这里说到，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
What would be true of God if he did? What would be true of God if he did tempt you to sin?
那如果可不可能是真的，他真的是神在引诱你。
What would be true of him if he did tempt us to sin? He would be evil.
如果那样的话, 那他自己也是邪恶的。
If God tempted us to sin, he would be sinful himself.
如果上帝他真的引诱我们犯罪, 那么他自己也已经有罪。
God would be evil.
上帝自己也会有罪。
But he doesn't tempt us to sin, and he's good.
他不会试探我们去犯罪, 因为他是美善的。
So when you're tempted to sin, you can never say, and you should stop saying if you have been saying it, I'm being tempted by God.
所以当你受到诱惑犯罪的时候, 你必须要停止, 不要去说是神诱惑我犯罪。
That's the first principle from this text. God never tempts us to sin.
这就是今天的这第一个原则,神不会试探我们犯罪。
And here's the second principle. You are the source of your temptation.
那现在是我们第二个原则, 也就是你自己是你受到试探的源头。
Verse 14. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
14节, 但是当每个人被自己的邪恶欲望拖走引诱时, 他们都会受到诱惑。
I believe the scriptures teach we have three enemies.
我想这个经文里面一共向我们展现了有三个敌人。 Enemies?
Right? Enemies.
Enemy, yeah, 有三位敌人。
We have three enemies.
我们每个人都有三个敌人。
Who are they?
他们是谁呢?
The world, the flesh, and the devil.
世界、肉体和魔鬼。
The world, the flesh, and the devil.
世界、肉体还有魔鬼。
The world is this ordered and organized system that operates completely apart from and in opposition to God.
世界也就是我们现在这个生活的一个有序的系统, 它完全, 独立于上帝, 并且与上帝是对立。
We need to look at 1 John chapter 2. And I'm going to tap it in my phone too.
我们要看一下约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2 and starting in verse 15.
从第15节开始。
And I'm going to read 15 through 17.
我会念一下15到17节。
This tells you a lot about the world. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
不要爱世界和世界上的人，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是重复来的。 乃是从世界来的，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。Your
enemy is the world.
你的敌人就是这个世界。What
was the second one?
第二个,
the world, the flesh.
第二个是什么？就是肉体。
The flesh is the remaining sinfulness that exists in every believer.
那肉体就是我们这个每个信徒身上残留的那些罪恶。
Let's say I take my wife out to a restaurant.
如果说我带我的太太外出去一个饭店。
And we both order filet mignon.
如果我们都点了filet mignon，是那个一种牛排。
And hers is larger than mine.
那她的那个笨呢, 比我的要多了多。
What am I feeling?
我的感受会怎么样?
Do I rejoice in her bounty? In that she had extra? Do I rejoice in that?
我会为她感,有人有了比我多的会高兴吗?
Is that what I do?
我是这样的吗?
What do I do?
我怎么做?
Why did I get the small steak?
我会说为什么我拿的牛排少了?
Now, why do I do that? Why do I not rejoice for her? Why?
我为什么会这样? 我为什么不为她感到高兴?
Because of sin within. That's why.
原因就是我身体里残留的罪。
It's a silly example.
这个可能是一个比较愚蠢的一个例子。
But it illustrates the point.
但是应该能够显明。
Paul called what we fight within this body that is subject to death, or the body of this death.
那保罗常常把自己的身体都是称为这该死的身体。
He says that sin dwells in me.
他称住在我里面的罪。
It's sometimes called the sin nature. I think that's how the NIV translates flesh, the sin nature.
那和合本有时候就把它翻译为罪恶本性。
Your enemy is the flesh.
所以你的敌人也是这个肉体。
We have three enemies.
我们有三个敌人。
The world, the flesh, and the devil.
世界、肉体还有魔鬼。
There are a lot of people who do not believe in the existence of the devil.
有很多人并不相信魔鬼的存在。
I have met a number of chaplains who do not believe in the existence of the devil.
我曾经碰到过好几位传道的牧师，他们不相信魔鬼的存在。
Pastors who do not believe.
牧师当中也有不相信魔鬼的存在。
I believe this book is true.
我相信这本书是真实的。
The Bible is true.
圣经是真实的。
And the Bible teaches the devil's real.
圣经的教导，魔鬼是真实的。
Tap in your phones or turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 8 and 9. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9.
如果我们有圣经或者手机的话，翻到彼得前书第五章第八节这里。
Be alert. And of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
第八节第九节，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在这世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Your enemy is the devil.
你的敌人是这魔鬼。
And by the way, this book of 1 Peter, was it written to pastors?
顺便问一下，这个彼得前书是写给那个牧师的吗？
To whom was the first epistle, the first letter of Peter written?
彼得前书这里的他的听者是谁？
If you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, there's believers all over several different areas in 1 Peter 1, 1.
那如果在彼得前书第一章第一节这里，他就能够看到，他这封书信是写给了分散在不同地方的那些信徒。
Was the audience of 1 Peter limited to pastors?
那是不是他的听众受限于只是给牧师呢？
Yes or no?
是还是不是？
No.
不是。
It was written to us.
是写给我们的，写给众人的。
In other words, the devil doesn't just notice the leaders, he notices you.
那换句话说，魔鬼不单单知道那些领袖，他也知道你。
And it's not just the devil, there's a lot of fallen angels with him.
不单只是那个魔鬼，还有很多堕落的天使。
The book of Revelation says that when the dragon swept his tail, a third of the stars fell from the sky.
在启示录里面提到那条恶龙甩着它的尾巴，那天上的星辰有很多就一起和它坠落。
Which may mean that one third of the angelic host fell with him.
那个也是意味着有差不多三分之一的天使一起与魔鬼堕落。
That's a lot of demons.
所以有非常多的魔鬼。
And they're involved in our temptation.
他们是参与到我们的引诱当中。
You've got three enemies.
你们有三个敌人。
What are they?
有哪些呢？
The world, the flesh, and the devil. Back to our text in James chapter 1. Which of those enemies do you think is in view?
那如果我们回到雅各书这里，那你觉得你身体里是有哪个敌人呢？
Who's he talking about? Which enemy?
他这里提到的敌人是哪个？
The flesh.
是肉体。
Each one is tempted when he is dragged away by his own desire and enticed.
因为我们是被自己的情欲带走和引诱而犯罪。
Strong desire, lust, evil desire.
邪恶的非常强烈的欲望。
The word in the original Greek can be a good or a bad desire, depending on the context.
在希腊原文中，这个词是可以是个中性词，可以好的，也可以是坏的。
In Luke chapter 22, verse 15, Jesus said he eagerly desired to eat the Passover with the disciples.
在路加福音22章那里，他这里说到，耶稣切切的希望吃逾越节的晚餐。
Usually, it refers to a wrong desire.
普遍的情况下，它一般性这个词是指一个坏的一种欲望。
And in our text, it's talking about an evil desire.
我们这个经文这里，它也指的是一种邪恶的欲望。
The days around New Year's, all of my children were home.
在新年期间，我的所有的孩子都回到了家。
And my son-in-law joined us as well. We were all there.
我的女婿也来了，加入了我们。
The one daughter I have who is married, is Sarah.
我的女儿 Sarah, 她是那个已经结婚的。
I think she's been here before.
我想他以前应该来过这教会。
It's been quite a while. Stephanie has sung here before. You might remember Stephanie.
我的女儿 Stephanie, 她在这里曾经唱过歌，你们可能记得她。
Sarah, asked if she could bring her puppy with her when she came for her visit.
Sarah 问遵循我们，她来看我们的时候，能不能把她的一只小狗带过来。
The puppy's name is Rosie.
那只小狗的名称叫做 Rosie.
Rosie is very sweet.
Rosie 很可爱。
But Rosie gets into trouble.
但是 Rosie 也常常会造麻烦。
So Rosie is visiting us at our house right across the cul-de-sac from James and Nora.
那么他们一起来一起来看我们来到我们就住在靖远他们最对面的那个房子里。
Did you see her? Ever? Okay. I don't think she went across the street into your yard, which I'm thankful. We brought Rosie with us over to Indiana because we had to take care of her too.
我们把那只小狗 Rosie 一起也带到了印第安纳。
Sarah made a meal over there in Indiana of roast and mashed potatoes and carrots.
Roast and
mashed potatoes and carrots.
那是 roast beef?就是 roast
beef, same thing. Yeah,
okay.
It's close.
Okay. 那我的女儿 Sarah, 她在那里给我们准备了烤土豆、土豆泥，还有那个胡萝卜，准备了个菜。
She did a great job. It was delicious.
非常非常美味的一份菜。
Rosie thought so too.
Rosie 也觉得是这样。
See, because Stephanie got a bowl full of the roast beef and mashed potatoes, and she set it on the end table.
Stephanie 她拿了一盘那样的菜烤肉啊土豆啊放在了桌子的一边。
And they were playing a card game there on the floor in the living room.
他们在坐在地上正在玩玩那个扑克。
None of us noticed Rosie approaching the bowl.
我们没有人能够没有人注意到 Rosie 慢慢的慢慢的向那盆菜过了去。
Until she got up on her hind legs, got up and started eating it.
然后她到了桌边，她就用她两个前爪搭在上面就开始吃起来。
Rosie, get down from there.
Rosie, 下来。
Rosie was drawn away by her own desire.For that roast beef.
那 Rosie 就是因为她自己对食物的那种欲望被吸引了。
And let's be honest. Sin can be attractive and pleasurable.
让我们每个人都坦诚这样看。罪有时候对我们来说 看来也是非常有吸引力有Pleasurable.
Anyone who says that sin cannot feel good or be fun is lying.
如果有人说罪一点都不有趣，一点都不有意思，他们是在说谎。
Turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11.
让我们一起翻到希伯来书。第十一章
Verses 24 and 25.
第24节和25节。
Hebrews 11, 24 and 25.
希伯来书十一章二十四二十五。
By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
There is pleasure in sin.
罪是可以给你带来快乐。
But it used the word here in the NIV, fleeting.
但是你应该要远离它。
It goes and passes very quickly.
这种罪中之乐很快就会消失。
And then afterwards, you're filled with guilt.
在那之后你就会感到愧疚。
Years ago, I know of a pastor who fell into adultery.
在多年以前，我认识一位牧师，他犯了奸淫。
And he once described it as a moment of pleasure, a lifetime of regret.
他就把它描述为一时的最终之乐，但是永生的悔恨。
Back to our text, James 1:14.
让我们回到雅各书一章十四节这里。
Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
当个人被试探，是被自己的恶欲牵引引诱。
Do any of you like to fish?
你们当中人有人喜欢钓鱼吗？
I see one hand. Is he the only one who likes to fish in this room?
只有一位弟兄。
Okay, two. All right. When you cast that line out when you're fishing, and that lure pops down where the fish can see it, what is that fish thinking?
当你把你的钓线甩出去然后那个鱼看到那个诱饵的时候，那个鱼在想什么？
I gotta have it.
我必须要吃那个。
Maybe it's a worm, or maybe it's some other, maybe it's a lure on top of the water, but that fish is thinking, I gotta have it.
当看到那个诱饵的时候可能是条虫或者其他的，但是那条鱼肯定是在想，我必须拥有它。
So it goes for it.
所以说那条鱼就会来上钩。
And it goes for that bait, and it hits that bait.
那它就被抓住了，被那个钩子给。
And our two fishermen here, what do they do?
那我们这两位渔夫他们会怎么样？钓鱼的人会怎么样？
They set that hook.
那他们就会收钩。
Then he's caught. The fish is caught.
那这条鱼就被抓住。
Then he's gonna be dead.
这条鱼就会死。
Then he's going to be dinner.
这条鱼也就成为了晚餐。
That's our word, enticed.
这就是我们这个词引诱、牵引。
Sin looks good.
罪。
Sin looks good.
Yeah, 罪有时候看上去好像非常好。
It seems like a great idea at the time.
有时候你会觉得那是个很好的主意。
There are times that a rather sharp comment comes to my mind during an argument.
有时候在争论当中，我会想到很尖刻的一些话语。
And I say it.
然后我就说出口了。
And it feels good.
让我感到很愉快。
I put that person in their place.
我让那个人知道他自己的位置。
Maybe that person's my wife.
可能对方是我的太太。
Maybe that person's my daughter.
可能对方是我的女儿。
And I use harsh words with them.
我用非常尖刻的话对他们。
Felt good at the moment.
对我来说，我自己可能感受。
But how do I feel? Afterwards.
但是在那之后呢，我会怎么觉得？
Did I just say that?
我真的那样说了吗？
Yeah, I did.
是的。
A moment of pleasure, a lot longer period of time of regret.
一时的最终之乐和长时间的一种悔恨。
Sin looks good.
罪可能会看上去很好。
That hook with the worm on it looks good to the fish.
那鱼钩上面有的诱饵，对鱼来说看上去很好。
Sin will take you further than you want to go.
罪恶会牵引，会抓着你，远远的超过你想象。
Keep you longer than you want to stay.
也会持续的占有你。
And cost you more than you can afford.
它也会为你带来的痛苦的价值超过你的想象。
Is there some bait in your life right now that's looking good to you?
在你的生活中有没有这样的鱼钩在那里看上去很好呢？
Let me talk about sexual purity for a minute.
让我来谈论一下关于sexual purity, 关于性诱惑的事情。
The Bible warns about this a lot.
在圣经里面，他曾经圣经警告过我们关于这个很多。
If you're single, that is not something you should be participating in at this time of your life.
如果你是单身的话，这不是你应该现在参与的事情。
You be patient.
你需要有耐心。
One man for one woman for life is God's design.
一男一女一辈子，这是神的设计。
If you're married, God's will is for you to be faithful to your spouse.
如果你已经结婚了，那神也要求你对你的另一半忠诚。
Usually when men or women fall into adultery, it's from a relationship at work or another relationship, maybe a neighbor, someone close in proximity to them.
有很多时候夫妻俩会容易犯奸淫会受到可能是邻居或者工作当中。
Don't give in to that temptation.
不要屈服于这样的诱惑。
I am a hospice chaplain.
我是一个医院的医牧。
I work with a lot of women.
我和很多妇女工作。
Most of whom are nurses.
很多他们是护士。
Do I notice if a woman is attractive?
我会不会注意到某一位妇女她很有吸引力呢？
Do I notice that?
我会注意到吗？
Well, yeah.
当然是。
I'm a man.
我是个男的。
I don't walk around with a bag over my head bumping into things.
我并没有在我头上套一个袋袋这样走路。
You're less than human to not notice. Of course you notice.
你当然会知道，因为你是人。
It's one thing to notice, it's another thing to say, wow, you look great.
知道是一回事，但是你对他说啊，你看上去真是太漂亮了，这是另外一回事。
I don't do that.
我不会这样做。
I don't flirt.
我不会调情。
I'm aware of my own weakness.
我知道我的弱点在哪。
I wonder if you are being tempted in this way.
我在想你有没有也有类似的诱惑呢？
Don't give in to it.
不要屈服于这样的诱惑。
Any of you ever watch ABC Good Morning America?
如果你有在看 ABC 台的早上好美国。
Anybody?
有人看吗？
Good. It's not the best show to watch anyway.
那个、
I'm not saying it's wrong if you do. I'm not judging you. Okay. But you may have seen in the news, but for the third hour of Good Morning America, there were two anchors, a man and a woman, who were both unfaithful to their marriages with one another. And both of those homes are now being destroyed.
早晨美国的第三小时的这个档里面，他有两位主持人，两位主持人他们都在婚姻当中出轨了，那现在就有两个破碎的家庭。
I just mentioned that because it's been in the news lately.
我这样提就是因为他最近在新闻里面被报道出来。
It could happen in this church.
但这也可能在这个教会发生。
Be friendly. Be kind.But be appropriate.
可以友善，可以友好，但是需要有需要合适。
He loves it when I go off script. There's so much of this that goes on.This happens a lot.
这样的事情会发生很多。
Don't let it happen to you.
不要在你的生命中发生这样的诱惑。
But each person is tempted. It's a universal temptation.
每个人都受到诱惑，这是全宇宙，这是一个普遍性的。
It's not a sin to be tempted. Jesus himself was tempted. It's a sin to give in to the temptation.
但是你如果屈服于这样的诱惑, 那是一种罪。
I'm going to finish with a few applications and then we'll be done.
我会再说三个引用, 然后我们就可以继续。
How can you overcome temptation?
你怎么能够克服呢? 克服这样的诱惑呢?
What did Jesus say in the Lord's Prayer?
神在主导文里面是怎么提到的?
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
就我们脱离凶恶，远离诱惑。
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Really, it could be translated from the evil one. It's probably referring to the devil in that verse.
让我们远离诱惑，就离我们脱离凶恶。
So pray. Pray and ask the Lord to help you to not give in to temptation.
所以你需要祷告，向神祷告，让你远离诱惑。
Memorize scripture.
记住那些经文。
Do you memorize scripture?
你有没有记住那些经文呢?
Do you hide God's word in your heart?
你有没有让那些经文来保护你?
Turn over to Psalm 119. Psalm 119.
让我们翻到诗歌119。
119 verses 9 through 11.
诗篇119。
Psalm 119, 9 through 11. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢? 是要遵行你的话。 我一心寻求了你, 求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。 我将你的话藏在心里, 免得我得罪你。
You need to pray. You need to memorize scripture. And you may need accountability.
你需要祷告，你需要记住那些经文，你需要能够对你自己负责。
Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10 says this, Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up.
那在传道书4章9节这里他谈到过, 二人胜于一人, 因为他们的劳碌得来的丰厚回报。 若其中一人跌倒，另一个人可以扶起另一个人, 但可怜那些跌倒的, 却无人扶起的人。
That's Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10.
那个是在传道书4章9到10。
Prayer, memorize scripture, accountability. Come to church. Being here will help you overcome temptation.
祷告, 记住经文。 问责, 来教会,
but you can grow.
你也可以成长,
you can be more spiritual.
你也可以更属灵,
you can change.
你可以改变,
you can grow.
你也会成长,
you can be different.
你也会,
and there is hope.
你也可以改变,
and when you repent from your sin and come back to God, He takes you back. Every time.
只要你悔改, 你回到神面前, 无论多少次, 他都会, 把你召回。
Don't despair. Don't give up.
不要放弃, 不要灰心。
There is hope. And there's forgiveness available from the Lord.
在神里面我们就有希望, 在神里面我们就能够得到宽恕。
Let's stand together for prayer.
让我们一起站起来, 我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父,
Thank you for this text of scripture.
感谢你今天给我们的这段经文。
Help us to never blame you for our temptation.
让我们都不要来抱怨你是我们受到诱惑的原因。
But to realize that the problem comes from ourselves.
让我们能够意识到问题所在都是源于自己。
Forgive us for failing you.
宽恕我们，我们如果失败了。
And help us to walk in the Spirit so that we'll not carry out the desires of the flesh.
求你让我们能够在灵里面成长，也让我们远离那些我们自己的肉体的欲望。
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我以耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.